great to be home. Really proud of how our guys finished out that road trip. And, you know, we're back here working on the Bills. Got a lot of respect for what we're seeing of the Bills. They had a tough second half yesterday. But really, when you know, it's just as much a credit to the team they're playing as anything they did deficiently. They got a very good front four, best we've played. And their secondary is playing really well. So, you know, it's a bit, we're knee-deep in it, getting into the situational stuff today. Any questions? You know, he's got such great length, and people are staying away from him. He's getting a lot of attention. You know, guys chipping him, tight ends banging him, sliding the guard to him, you know, to try to get 1.5 men, essentially. So he's getting a tremendous amount of attention. And but, boy, he's keys and diagnoses things very well. You know, he played kind of a hybrid outside linebacker position in Houston, so he's got a good sense of what's around him. And, you know, just a very talented player.
I guess he was telling the Buffalo Writer yesterday he's a bothered by a breast injury last week, but he hasn't put up on the injury report. When you guys do your reconnaissance of opposing players and they're not on the injury report, is that something that you can spot on film?
No, really didn't notice it. Certainly didn't notice anything wrong, but you know, apparently that, you know, he's working through something. But it's nothing, you know, nothing we're going to pay attention to. Pardon me? Yeah, really good player, talented, very physical, runs really well. You know, he can do it all. He's an impressive player. Their front four is very impressive. Williams, number 95, is a buzzsaw. And I think he leads their D-line in sacks and tackles. I think he might lead the defense in tackles. Really heady player, physical. Doesn't have the length Justin Smith has, but a similar style of play. But a lot of different ways, you know. It's going to be a handful. Our guys up front know it. They're looking forward to the challenge. You know, short fields have played into it at times. You know, really, you know, what was the score? 21-7 with about 8 minutes left in the third quarter last week. That was just one of those games. Can't recall seeing one quite like that. But, yeah, and then, you know, I think the Jets game was the other big points game. And a lot of that happened in the first half, and a lot of that was I think, you know, turnover-driven. But they play really, really well on defense at times, you know, as evidenced through, you know, almost three quarters against the Patriots. You know, they're holding them to 7 points. So I'm telling you, these guys have a really good defense, and they're very disciplined. And they play really hard. Their linebackers are very fast. They got some young corners that doing a really nice job in coverage. So I guess Bird's going to play, and he's a really good safety. I think he had 9 picks a couple years ago. So they're good defense. You know, every game's different, and they've been in a couple games that were just unique kind of games. I mean, it was 31-7 against the Jets before you could blink. A lot of it was just, you know, turnover driven.
Do you like to know if a player is going to be available Sunday? Does that alter your game plan?
A little bit. It sure does. A lot of those things truly are game day decisions or thereabouts. You know, once you get through the week of practice and give them a chance to get out there and see how they're feeling on Saturday, you know, and then you're always talking through the different options. But at some point, the decision needs to get made. It's really no need to make a decision until you have to. Why would you limit yourself? So you wait. You know, you wait. You kind of weigh your options, see how things go as you wade through them, and make a decision.
What were you thinking up until
looked down, you saw Colin Kaepernick, nobody covering him on the sideline there. You hoping that snap would just go off. And,
I don't know what play you're talking about.
It's on TV, so.
We have ways to get rid of that. So, yeah, I think he was talking to the official about the previous play. Next question.
Given how successful that was, I mean, is that a capital? Is that something that can expand and grow as the season goes on?
You know, we've had something up every week. Just chose to use it last week. He's our backup quarterback. He's in an understudy role and, you know, in an apprentice type of role. And he's doing a nice job with it. So just week to week. It's always going to, you know, it'll change week to week. But it's, you know, he did a nice job with what we asked him to do last week. So, and he's doing a great job at practice. And, you know, the more guys we can get involved, the better.
Expecting to see, you know, similar things last year from him, you know, around the goal line, just given what he did in college. How come, you know, as a rookie, just never was surveyed in that?
It's just our decision, and right, wrong, or you know, right or wrong, it was our decision, and you know, it's ancient history now.
Is that the same for LaMichael and AJ Jenkins in terms of just the adaptation to the speed of the game, the system, both?
They just got to keep working and wait for their opportunity. And that can come a lot of different ways for a lot of different reasons. I think they're practicing very well and are certainly game ready. And it's just a matter of the numbers and where we need the need is that particular week. So, you know, nothing's out of the realm of possibility at any time. But they're practicing hard and just got to wait for that opportunity to come and really work towards it.
Special plays and backup quarterbacks talked to officials on the sideline. The Rams went away with Amendola being off the sideline last week and they got a score against the Seahawks. In terms of trick plays, it seems to be more of them a little earlier. Very reminiscent of some of the plays you guys were able to pull last year. The more teams do it, does that make it less likely for you, or does that help you in terms of being able to prepare for the more frequency of special plays?
You know, I think you can regulate the defense sometimes with different types of plays. I don't look at them as trick plays. They're just football plays. You know, the rules are the rules, and you work within the rules. So I don't know that we have trick plays. They're, you know, what I like to call mixers. You might want to mix in from time to time. And, you know, the more you do them or they work, now a defense has to maybe not run that blitz they were going to run. You know, maybe not – you know, try to dictate the tempo quite so much because something, oh, we forgot about that. So now you can regulate the defense a little bit at times with that kind of stuff. So the more people use those unique kind of plays, the more you're probably going to try to, it probably regulates defense.
Do you see a dramatic improvement in the offensive line from a year ago?
You know, at times I do. At times I do. I think we're just working for that consistency, week in, week out, down in, down out. You know, I really, really feel great about our players, the players we have and their attitude, and feel that they can be an elite group. And I think they're working towards that. And, you know, at times they are that. And we just got to keep working to you know, to where it's all the time, opponent, irregardless of opponent. And, you know, we're working towards that. So, those guys have a great attitude, and that's where it all starts.
When it's not that way, what goes amiss?
I mean, it could be anything. It could be anything. It's just a matter, you know, as a unit, the offensive line has to work as one, and that's five guys. So, you know, a lot of times it's a communication or something that we didn't, an unscouted look by a defense, that type of thing. You know, and the more you go through all those situations, the more guys can just communicate and adjust as they go. And that's the, you know, that a lot of times is very important.
Rick, how much do you think those trick plays and using Colin Moore, how much do you think they helped kind of jumpstart the offense last week? I mean, somebody kind of gave the offense a lift a little bit more, you know, with a little bit more diversity. Do you think that kind of?
Yeah, again, they're not trick plays. They're just football plays. But, whatever those plays were, if they worked. Any play that we ran that worked helped jumpstart us. And any play that we didn't decidedly did not help jumpstart us. So no matter who's out there or what the play is, run, pass, it doesn't matter. You know, we're always striving to have successful plays or set something up for the future. And, you know, some of those plays gained a lot of yards, or so they were great.